Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Let's talk about a victory with the New York Jets. Now, I know, obviously, a big story coming out of this is Jermaine Johnson suffers a torn Achilles. Devastating injury for a guy who was really all over the field having a great game. Having a great game against this, you know, Titans team that played relatively, you know, okay. They might be better than we thought. The run game is still pretty good. Will Levis is capable of making plays, but he just does some of the dumber things you've ever seen. But this Jet team does enough to get a victory. Didn't play particularly well, and didn't answer all the questions. I thought Aaron Rodgers, to start the game, the offense looked slow to start the game. The tempo, I still think the play calling is very blah, is very unimaginative, is very uncreative. It's very simple to start these games, both of these games. They start out very, very passive to start the games. And there was something with the timing. They were slow to the line. In the first half, I was concerned about Aaron Rodgers' health almost, because it just felt like there was no pep to the step at any point. Not even like during the play, pre-play, getting the play in, running, hustling to the line. Like, it just looked, there was a couple of delayed penalties, like a couple of delayed games. Like, it just looked like they were off offensively to start this game. And defensively, I mean, yeah, they got after the rush, Levis a little bit. They made plays. They got a couple turnovers, but still. And they made the final stand at the end of the game to win the game. But this defense still does not look like a group that is capable of being a Super Bowl defense, which is what we talked about. I mean, that's what the Jets, here's the standard of the New York Jets. Yes, they won a game on the road in the NFL. It's not easy to do. Yes, Tennessee is not a pushover, although the Jets are clearly better. They won this game by a touchdown. They did what they had to do offensively. And I think we're seeing, and we're going to get to it in a second, a game plan for this Jet team that can help with its offense, and an addition of Allen, the running back, and how the load he can be and what he could be to kind of like the thunder and lightning and allow Breece Hall to be more active in the passing game and give him a spell, because, you know, they use that part of their game so much, and Breece Hall has been used so heavily in the first two games. If they can feel like Allen's a good change of pace, it might not be your favorite thing for us fantasy owners of Breece Hall, but I think it is an element to the game that will really dramatically help Breece Hall's impact despite less snaps. I honestly believe that. But ultimately, this team is judged, and I know it's unfair for a team that, or it's not unfair in my estimation, but it's unique, let's say, for a team that hasn't made the postseason in 13 seasons. I get that. But they're being judged as a Super Bowl contender. And week one, we gave them a pass because they were playing what we thought was the best team in the NFC and one of the best teams in football. Now, they laid an egg and didn't play particularly well against the Minnesota Vikings team, who's now 2-0. And so maybe that takes a little bit of a hurt that Sam Darnold and the Vikings were able to do something that the Jets couldn't come close to doing. But this Jet victory is a good, solid win. I don't know. I saw the post-game talk-up speech from the coach to the team saying it wasn't a good win, it was a great win. I don't know if it's a great win. It certainly would have been a terrible loss, so they avoided that as this early part of the schedule kind of opens itself up. We talked about how they need to win these games. This is a very important. We talk about what 0-2 would mean. Jets couldn't lose this game. So it's a great win in the aspect that it avoided a disastrous loss, but I still saw enough from this offense in the second half to make me feel that I can count on this offense to get to a point where I think it's a Super Bowl caliber offense. And that's, again, what they're going to be judged on. They're not. It's not just about when you add Rodgers and you have this young talent and you're talked up this way, it's not just about being a winning team. And it's not just about getting to the postseason for the first time in 13 years. Yeah, those are things along the way, but they are judged on whether or not they can be a Super Bowl caliber team. And I have faith from what I've seen that this offense will get there. So I'm like, Williams make a big time play. I just talked about the impact of the dual, like the tandem at running back, and how explosive Breece Hall can be. And plus, if you had Allen, who gets 2 touchdowns in this game, the first time since the early 90s, I think, where the Jets had 2 running backs score touchdowns in the passing game. But Breece Hall's ability to attack in the passing game, what we've seen from Rodgers, it hasn't clicked just yet. And early in the game, I hated the pace of the play. I hated how slow they looked, how lackadaisical they looked in between plays. There was just something wrong with them in the first half of this game. It picked up in the second half. They did enough to win. And I believe we've seen the beginnings of a rusty Rodgers, a rusty offense that eventually, I firmly believe, will get to be a Super Bowl caliber offense. The question is, although we never thought this defense was the 85 Bears, right? And no DJ Reed is an impact, and now they've lost Jermaine Johnson. But is this defense Super Bowl caliber? Because right now in the first 2 weeks, obviously they got absolutely run over in the week one against the 49ers. But this game right here too, like, I just thought, you know, they gave up too much. They just gave up too much. Like, Will Levis was able to make plays down the field. Sauce Gardner did not have his best game. Now, we all have faith in Sauce. We know how good he is. Did not play a great game. They're going to have to, obviously the conversation now around Hassan Reddick is going to step up. But this defense needs to be much better. And this coach has got to get, I mean, for, you know, guy talked up easy fixes and everything, they still had major issues inside this defense. And they are judged right now at a high standard. This defense was supposed to be a given. This defense was supposed to be the strength of this team, Aaron Rodgers and this defense, but specifically what they've been able to do defensively and the unit they have here. And to start it off, the run game has just been something that has absolutely killed them. Now, they got turnovers, which has been an issue for them. They got a couple turnovers in this game. One, Will Levis just, I mean, Callahan, the coach, was just beside himself that Will Levis would throw the ball backwards like that going down. But this Jet team, it's all based on, are they good enough to win a championship? And so far, 2 weeks in, I don't think we've seen a team that looks like a Super Bowl team. They're 1-1. The offense has, you know, shown enough here for me. Aaron Rodgers still makes the great throws. Aaron Rodgers still puts the ball right where he needs to put the ball. He got that offense humming in the second half a little bit. And I do think, you know, again, the Braylon Allen, I think that could be a interesting little running back tandem, a little thunder and lightning, short yardage around the goal line, give Breece Hall a break, allow him to be more active in the passing game and be able to make more explosive plays and not have to carry the load as much as you thought he might have to heading into the season. Like, I think that's a dynamic player. We saw, again, Mike Williams had a big play. Lazard's a different player with Aaron Rodgers under center than anybody else. Like, I just saw enough in this game from the offense where I do have faith moving forward in it. But this defense has got to shore itself up quickly. And it's going to lead us to the conversation about Hassan Reddick, because obviously they lose Jermaine Johnson, an edge rusher who was playing a great game. And now, clearly, that's where they're extremely thin here. You know, they allowed multiple players to leave at the end of last year in the offseason. And now this is a thin position for them where, I mean, Hassan Reddick now is needed. There's no doubt about it. He's needed. With the way this defense has played, now this injury, the Jets have got to get him on the field. I haven't been a proponent of it. I haven't thought at any time where we've seen enough where...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Joe Douglas would just, you know, go on bended knee and give him whatever he wants. But the fact of the matter is, this is a Super Bowl season. And while the schedule is, you know, relatively easy, they have a short week to go play New England, who's played far better than anybody expected. Obviously, winning week one against the Bengals was a shock. I thought they were going to get blown out by Seattle. And instead, they took them overtime. They're playing very well. Brissett's playing well. And they don't look like any kind of pushover. And New England and the Jets is always tough. So this Jet team right now gets a victory. You've seen enough from Aaron Rodgers, but this defense has got to play better. And they've got to overcome this injury. And then obviously Mosley with a toe injury. I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, I guess that the coach said in the postgame that they hope to have him back on Thursday. I'd be surprised. I saw Bart Scott in the postgame talking about, like, if this is some, okay, he had an issue with it in week one too. Like, if he's got a turf toe or something, like, this is something that hampers you all year, even if he's able to go. Is he going to be himself? Now, you want him out there just because he's the defensive leader. He's the play caller. He's kind of the brains of the defense. So you want him out there. But I don't know if he's going to be able to play on Thursday. And then even if he does play, this is the kind of injury that lingers. So this defense feels like anything but a given right now. And, hey, they bend but didn't break on the final drive of the game. They did enough to secure the victory. They made the plays when they absolutely had to. They got one win. You move on and you take on a team you absolutely have to beat. Like, they have to. There are a couple things this Jet team has to do, namely make it to the playoffs, but they got to beat New England twice. That's just plain and simple. You have got to beat New England twice. And it starts on Thursday. So a short week for the Jets after having a little bit of a, you know, a brutal schedule here where they start, you know, both games on the road, had to travel a lot. They'll head home for a short week against a New England team that we all expected to be one of the worst in the NFL, and yet have a victory against a Bengals team and a very representable game against Seattle. So it's not going to be as easy as we thought. But hey, you got one win. Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, and that's really the takeaway. Like, I know the defense, we're gonna focus on it because we want to make sure this team is a Super Bowl caliber and they'll need the defense. But honestly, when you watch the games, just to see a capable quarterback of reading the defense, going, like, you know, going through progressions, making the right read, putting the ball on target, making the good throw, like watching Aaron Rodgers play football, especially for us New York fans, because I'll incorporate even me as a Giant fan. Like, we haven't seen like real good quarterback play in forever. And while Aaron Rodgers isn't there just yet, you see glimpses of it, and he's still far better than anything we've seen in New York just as it is. But I do believe, you know, he's coming off a major injury, hasn't played in a long time, and he's just scratching the surface of what this offense can do. Because if the offensive line can block it up, I mean, you know how good Garrett Wilson is. We're seeing how good Breece Hall is, and now you've got a tandem in that backfield who can do different things and provide different strengths and just add another weapon to this offense along if Mike Williams is going to get going, get healthier, you know, not be on such a pitch count. You saw him make a big play in this game. Like, Aaron Rodgers is the king of throwing to NFL open. Like, he puts it in the spot. You do not have to have separation. You do not have to be wide open. Aaron Rodgers puts the ball in perfect positions, and to watch him operate, as much as I do feel like it's not clicking on all cylinders, and especially to start the game, it looked low, slow and lazy, and just the timing and the and just everything about the offense at the beginning of the game felt off. They got to figure out a way to start these games hotter, but ultimately they have Aaron Rodgers, and it's one win. And it felt good to get it. It felt good to watch some decent offense score some touchdowns and get a victory. 1-1, and you move on. You got a winnable game in 4 days.